Friday, the 7th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is quite a strange day. We're thinking, obviously, about the weekend and about Sunday, and we're thinking about the Gospel on Sunday. But when we have a look at the Gospel on Sunday, if you have a liturgical calendar, you may see that there's a strange little dedication that happens on the 9th of November as well. So the 9th of November celebrates the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Now, what is that about? Why are we celebrating as the whole church the dedication of a cathedral, a basilica? Well, it has to do with what the symbolism of that is. So I want to just tell you a little bit about the early church's history, because this celebration goes back to the year 324. That's a long time ago. On November the 9th, 324 was when the Lateran Palace was adapted to become a church and was dedicated and became the site of where the Pope might live and have his cathedral. This is very, very important because before this, before 324, what it really marks is it marks the end of a long period of persecution of Christians by Romans. So a few years before, in 313, the Emperor Constantine had issued the very famous Edict of Milan, and this allowed Christianity to be legal. And it meant that suddenly you weren't going to be put to death, thrown to the lions, or cut down with a sword, or whatever, if you were Christian. And if you remember, before then, there were lots and lots of Christian martyrs, that is, people who followed Christ, who died in the Roman Empire. The Edict of Milan allows some religious freedom. And then, a little bit later, Constantine gives the palace that belonged to the Lateranus family to the church, to the Pope. And so that's where we get the name Lateran from. It was from the family whose palace it was. And it was first called the Basilica of the Savior, but later it was dedicated to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. And so it sort of, over time, acquired this strange name, the Basilica of St. John Lateran. There isn't a John Lateran anywhere in history. It's the putting together of those two St. Johns who are so important from the Gospel and the name of the palace, the Lateran Palace. And so it's really a celebration of the end of the persecution of Christians by Romans. That's what we're celebrating. Okay, so now let's have a little look at today's Gospel. Maybe there are some things that come in between the two. This is a very strange Gospel story. It's one of the very rare places in which we see Jesus losing his temper. You think that Jesus never got cross. Well, in this Gospel, Jesus gets cross. It was almost time for the Jewish Passover, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. And he goes into the temple. And there, in the temple courts, he found people selling cattle and sheep and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. And he made a whip out of cords, and he drove all of them from the temple courts, both the sheep and the cattle. And he threw the money of the money changers onto the ground, and he turned their tables over. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Get out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." And then his disciples remembered that it is written in Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This is a very interesting story. And one of the ways we can understand it is we can think a little bit about how do we as children behave in church. How do we behave when we go into a church? Is church a place for playing board games? No, Is church a place for making paper aeroplanes? I have occasionally seen somebody make a paper aeroplane, sometimes out of the pew leaflet. It's so, such nice paper. You could just fold it up and make a paper aeroplane. Is that what we do in church? No. When we are inside of church, whether we are at Mass or whether we've just popped in for a quick visit with God, or whether we are in a church for some other reason, we need to remember that this house is a house of God. It's a house set aside, sanctified. Even if we are the only person in the church when we go in, we can't play around because God can see us and we can see that we are in God's house. We need to remember that the thing Jesus most wants us to do is to be respectful of the space, to respect where we are. We live in a culture that doesn't really put a lot of emphasis on respect. Although we may think that we admire very important people, what happens when they step out in public is lots of people want to take their picture or ask them to sign something. We don't give them space. But when we're in church, we need to step into a completely different culture. We need to step into our Christian culture. And in our Christian culture, we need to think this is the space that belongs to God. People come here to pray. People come here to sing hymns. I am here now, and I must be more aware of God now. Because I'm in a church, and so I'm quiet, I'm respectful, I might pray, I don't run around, I don't scream, I do remember to genuflect, I do remember to bow if I cross the center past the altar, I do remember to bless myself with water. I'm in a sacred space, and I honor God, and I honor everyone who comes here to pray as well. So, today we really want to ask you, Lord, to help us to be aware of the sacred, especially in our churches. When we step into a church, we are stepping into a sacred place. Help our hearts to be open to your love, and help us to honor you and to respect those who want to pray in silence. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.